This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Richie, Jennifer, Kenny, and Doug working on the conversation that people will be working on perhaps here, there, and everywhere during the day. Interesting news from the city of Detroit, where 32,000 active, former, retired, this, you know, three different categories of workers in Detroit, city employees, will get a 4.5% drop in their pension as part of the plan to shed $18 billion in debt and the city of Detroit to become solvent again. Interesting twist on this, announced late yesterday, a coalition of the Detroit Institute of Arts, working with the big three Detroit automakers, are trying to put together a $26 million contribution fund, which will be used to reduce the benefit cuts that have been announced to take effect as of today. So city pensioners, and by the way, not only this is sort of an interesting dovetail, how they're doing this or why they're doing it. You know, it seems kind of strange, the Detroit Institute of Art. Why are they working with the governor? Why are they working with the big three automakers to put together this bargain, this fund? And the reason they're doing it is because part of what's being cut is the art department in the city of Detroit. They have a lot of museums. I did not know that. I don't really, honestly, I don't know much about Detroit.
Yeah, I don't even think I've been there.
I've never been there.
I have been there when I was a kid.
You should go on a field trip, kids.
When I was a student at Heidelberg, we used to go to Detroit to Cobo Arena to watch the wrestlers.
Oh.
We love that as part of, I mean, that was
the back there. In the heyday of Detroit.
Yeah, silly stuff. Oh, yeah. It was very much the heyday of Detroit in the 60s. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but this is the reason that I kind of like this. You know, we all have heard the stories about Detroit going bankrupt. But a fund and a group of people that have various community interests working together under what appears to be positive political leadership. I thought this was actually, even though not a good story, not a bad story, in that it looks like they have worked together to find a solution. And, you know, you can argue back and forth, well, these guys, they never worked that hard in their lives, and they, so what if they get a 4% cut in their pension? Well, for a lot of people, depending on how old they are, it's really a big deal. I mean, this could be a big deal. So under the circumstances, this appears to be movement, energy, all directed toward the right thing, the right outcome. And for that, I would say that Detroit should be congratulated. And if they can do it there, I mean, they ran the city in a way into oblivion for all kinds of reasons. And one of the reasons, frankly, whether you like it or you don't like it, is the unionization of the city, the complete stranglehold the unions had on the city for years and years, from the 50s to, you know what, 10 years or so ago, when the automakers, first of all, General Motors and Chrysler and Ford weren't making that good a product, so it became a foreign marketplace to an extent, and it wasn't a limited extent. Look at what Toyota and Honda have done. Now Kia and some of these other brands, the European brands, have done a lot to break into and make a lot of money in the American marketplace. So Detroit kind of was a victim of its own success. The unions became arrogant, very difficult to deal with, made it very expensive to buy an American car, made it, and the cars weren't that good to begin with. So, you know, what's the old business about you reap what you sow? Having said that, that doesn't fix the problem. Now there is this adjustment and the reality setting in that maybe the union movement didn't help them as much as, you know, I mean, it was good at the time, but look at it now. And the city was so unionized with workers and that sort of thing. But when you go to most municipalities, who doesn't belong to a union? that works for a city. Can you find one person that works in Washington, Richie, where you are, that doesn't belong to a union?
Oh, there are, you can't swing a paper bag with us. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jennifer, same thing in Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
I couldn't imagine any city workers not belonging to a union. Even secretaries, people who do clerical work, it's the Union of Associated Clerical Workers, number 8235.
The DWP was one of the ones that was really in trouble with it not too long ago.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, it seems to me that this is a, under the circumstances, there's nothing good. Was it last week we were talking about them tearing down 40,000 houses in Detroit proper? Wasn't that, that was last week, I think, Kenny. Wasn't it? Wow. 40,000.
Yeah, I think so.
They're gonna do, because the city is a, I mean, the whole city is nothing but a big blight. So can you imagine? And they're going to try to rebuild the city. I'll tell you where they've done a wonderful. You know, I'm a fan of Chicago. I don't like the weather in Chicago in the summer and the winter, but the fall and the spring is a great, great American city. And it isn't just great because it feels good to be there. The city part of the city is neat, but when you go around, and I think I've noticed this in Cleveland. I'm trying to think of other cities that I fairly well know. I don't know. I don't know many northern cities that well, but I will tell you that in Chicago, as an example of this, the way that the outskirts of the city have been gentrified, have been rebuilt, in Boston to a point, they've done the same thing. I think you can go through most cities, although New York, I'm not sure. Los Angeles doesn't really need it because the neighborhoods are the neighborhoods there. It doesn't work. Los Angeles is so unique in so many different ways. I can't imagine there even being gentrification there because that's not the way the city's set up.
There have been some.
Where?
Silver Lake.
Oh, okay. Yep, that's right. That's where my daughter lived
for
a while. Yep. Okay, yeah. But it isn't, it wasn't, now that you mention it, now Echo Park, I'm
Echo
just thinking
Park.
About that.
There all those areas that. Around Dodger Stadium where the Dodgers play, those are all becoming gentrified.
Right, and those are the areas where my daughter has lived. A lot of that era, sort of the yuppie crew that have come in and bought
stuff. The hipsters is what they're called.
Yeah, right. I mean, those houses now are crazy, like everything else in L.A.
Well, because those houses were, I mean, all unique. Because a lot of times with L.A., you find a lot of track homes. So everything is, you know, kind of the same.
Yeah.
But these homes in these older areas of Los Angeles, they're very unique, cool-looking houses. But it was just a ghetto. I mean, it was terrible. And now they're really, I mean, everything's getting fixed up, which is nice.
Who knows what a fish flop.
They gentrify my neighborhood.
Yeah, right. That's
come
right,
on
gentrify
in.
Your neighborhood. Bring I've got an old D9 bulldozer I'm trying to
that
sell
is
you to
so
ship
rude.
That out there.
It is not that bad,
right
Dougie.
Up. Who knows what a fish flop is?
I'm not answering you.
Really? Gee, thanks a lot.
I do not know what a fish flop is.
Don't know
I
what
don't
a fish
either.
Flop is. Okay. There's a retail connection to this. I want you to go to fishflops.com. We're going to meet a young person, whose name is Madison, has quite a good story to tell. And it connects to fish flops. That's as much as I'm going to tell you now. Stand by for the rest of the conversation. Just a moment here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Celebrate the magic of dad at Macy's Father's Day sale with 30 to 75% off store-wide.
plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Designer collections for him, 25% off. Designer suits, separates, dress shirts, and ties, 50% off. Levi's jeans, only $39.99. Plus, at our biggest underwear and socks sale, buy one, get the second 50% off. Find the perfect gift for dad, starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super exciting.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How many of you know what a fish flop is? If you didn't before, you will now. We go back to about 8 years ago, and at the age of eight, a youngster named Madison drew an outline of a flip-flop on a piece of paper and added her own sea characters, took the drawing to her father, and tell us the story, Madison, from there, will you?
Sure. Well, I was 8 years old, and I was born on Galveston Island in Texas, and I love to draw and just fish and play at the beach and everything, and I really love flip-flops because that's pretty much all I wore as a kid. And so I drew the outline of the flip-flop on a piece of paper and then sketched my little drawings and handed them to my dad, and I said, "Hey, Dad, look, fish-flops." And he got really excited, and he really liked the idea, and so he actually got 8 samples made of the shoes, and he took them to a trade show in September. And they got a lot of people were really interested in them, and they got a lot of positive feedback. And then from there, we've just kind of taken off.
Wow. So you're selling these where? These are flip-flops that look like fish.
The fish-flops are sold in different boutiques and surf shops and Nordstrom and flip-flop shops and Academy.
All right. So how many pair of these flops, flippy flops, fish flops have you sold?
He's not going to be able to
recently,
say
recently, we've sold about 100,000.
100,000
wow.
Pair. Uh-huh. So you got enough to pay for college now?
Oh, yeah, hopefully. Saving it all for college.
You have
depends on
really.
Where you want to go, right?
Mm-hmm. So what else have you now? You're working. You're an entrepreneur. You're the American success story. This is great. What else what are you going to do with this as you move forward?
Well, hopefully, I mean, I still want to continue with the fish pulp business and everything, but once I graduate from college, I really want to be able to start my own business on my own without any help from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by going to college and getting a lot of information that I could do that.
You're not
going to
cut dad out of the business, are you? I mean, you'll keep him involved.
Nah, he'll, he can stay in.
Okay, cool.
Why aren't you sweet?
Hey, Dad, you're out.
I know.
This is a hostile takeover.
Yeah. So you're a sophomore in high school now, yes?
Yes, I just finished my sophomore year.
What do your friends think of this all, your success?
Most of my friends know about it because my dad kind of likes to tell people a lot. But I don't really tell my friends about it that much, but my friends that know about it, they're really interested and they really want some. And they've asked me for them all the time.
Yeah, everybody's
no
looking for
them.
You ever pull up to school in a limousine?
Yeah.
I haven't done that.
What a great American story. Check
yeah.
this out.
Very cool.
Fishflops.com. Madison, thank you and congratulations.
Don't come. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Friend Tony Orlando with his girl group Dawn got a gold record on this date 1975 for wait a minute, how did we do this?
For a different song.
Yeah. Well, let's tell this story first. Because
you didn't tell me which song. I'm
the
sorry.
Yellow. No, that's all right. That's me. I'm not really as focused today as I might be. The song Tie a Yellow Ribbon was appropriate, some thought anyway, to the events of this last week with Mr. Bergdorf. I'm not sure. I think it sort of, with him, I'm not sure it makes a whole lot of difference. But people were asking about the Yellow Ribbon story because that seemed to surface.
Well,
a lot of younger people don't know the story of the Yellow Ribbon.
And his town, it was all covered in Yellow Ribbons.
Right. The other reason I played this song is because you had met and traveled with and was friends with Tony Orlando.
Yeah.
And I saw on his Facebook page, he's in Israel right now on another trip. Oh. And has been doing lots of stuff with the troops lately. I've noticed in his timeline. So, yeah, I just figured I'd play this.
Yeah. But, all right, but the song that was number one and got a gold record on this date in 1975 was this one. He Don't Love You Like I Love You. Richie? Million seller song from the first part of May, actually, is when it first hit the charts.
He don't love you.
5 million records this thing sold.
I love you.
Find the original version by Jerry Butler. It might make an interesting comparative. He Will Break Your Heart was really what this came from, I think, Kenny. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I think that was what it was called.
Yeah, right.
He'll Break Your Heart.
He Will Break Your Heart.
What?
Jerry
he
Butler.
Will Break Your Heart?
There's another great, great voice of the pop era. Jerry Butler and all the songs that he... And Tony, I remember having this conversation with Tony. You don't have it?
Hi, Jerry Butler, Oh Holy Night. That's it.
No. Yeah, I bet you could find it if you looked on YouTube or something.
I probably could.
Look at me telling Richie how to go find stuff. How about that?
Just a wizard.
Got a bad shape for you, and if I have to tell you that. Anyway.
Oh, no, I knew I could find it there. I just don't want to. there's a certain point when I don't follow the Doug Steffen ADD train.
Yeah, not really. Because he can't.
Right. Yeah, oh, I'm certainly capable.
Yeah, right. I don't want to. Anyway, so this song, they were all story songs. And the stories that were told were simple love stories, but the way it came across as simple, straightforward, and kind of a cool thing. So anyway.
It's a forgotten art.
It is.
Being able to tell a story in 2 minutes and 10 seconds,
yeah, right,
and then write music to that story.
All right, so L.A. has turned into some kind of a video game paradise. Excuse me, Jennifer. Video game developers from all around the world are gathering, for what they call E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
And the drones aren't around.
Lots of video games and new things. How many more games can they come out? How wide
is it? It's still lost on me. I know video games are such a thing, but oh.
Yeah. It will be a never ending. It's forever and ever and ever.
Forever.
Well, it is very interesting to see how these people are just so, some of them so creative.
And you like to sit and watch 24. Some other people like to sit and play 24.
Yeah, right. And there's something that's, again, that sort of develops around all kinds of things like this, whether it's a successful book or a movie or television show. But it's amazing how many people have time.
And the fact that these voice actors make so much money.
Yeah.
28 after on Good Day.
Over 2,000 miles in 1955, the Appalachian Trail beckoned Emma Gatewood, and she hiked it end to end.
In only 146 days. And in doing so, not only was she 67 years old at the time, she also became only the sixth through hiker in history to do it, and she was the first woman through hiker to do it.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus.
You know, you would laugh if you read Ben Montgomery's account of how ill-prepared she was.
AARP book editor Alan Fallow.
She would make her bed wherever she could find it. If all she had was a pile of leaves, she would stuff that into her backpack and use it as a mattress or a pillow.
Gatewood inspired thousands and helped to preserve the Appalachian Trail.
There was a Sports Illustrated profile of her. She talked to reporters. And then she went home, and the next year she set out again. She walked the Oregon Trail in 95 days.
The book is Grandma Gatewood's Walk. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, N629. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Celebrate the magic of dad at Macy's Father's Day sale with 30 to 75% off store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Designer collections for him, 25% off. Designer suits, separates, dress shirts, and ties, 50% off. Levi's jeans, only $39.99. Plus, at our biggest underwear and socks sale, buy one, get the second 50% off. Find the perfect gift for dad starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code P PLOW.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler is monitoring your social media input, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to all of us, Ken at Good Day, Ken at DougSteffen.com, Rich at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, and Doug at DougSteffen.com. Thank you again for it. Maybe at some point we'll go back to Facebook. If there are other issues you want to talk about that people are mostly commenting on, but I'm guessing that we still have mostly Charlotte stuff on Facebook. Is that right, Kenny?
And there are a lot of comments about Charlotte. Yeah.
All right. So we're just holding a great thought for her. She's coming back from the hospital today. And thank you all for I'm just looking at another note from the fellow that runs our station, WMEL, who has had some fun time with Charlotte. Hope she's feeling better. Yes. Thank you. All right. So let's get to something. There's good stuff from the Pope again. I believe this is good stuff anyway. You can tell me what you think. 888-302 Doug or any of the other connections that we have. The Pope told the Israeli and Palestinian presidents that peacemaking calls for courage. Courage is much more difficult than making war.
Huh.
Isn't that a profound... It is.
Yeah.
When you think about it. It really is. So the fact that he's focused on this, he seems to be very, very focused.
Yes, like, you know, walking up to somebody, tough guys.
Yeah.
Challenging them to be peaceful. You know, chicken.
Right. Right. Yeah, right.
What's the matter, chicken? Can't be peaceful?
Yeah.
Have to go fight it out like a bunch of little kids?
He was talking to Israeli President Shimon Peres and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Had a meeting at the Vatican and invited the two of them to come. And they did, together. They walked in together. They sat together. They listened to the Pope together. There can't be anything bad that comes out of something like that under the circumstances. Robert Cooper, responsible for our thought for the day, Richie. It takes great goals to lead us out of our everyday limits into accomplishing more than we ever thought we could or would. That certainly could apply to what the Pope told these two from Israel and from the Palestinian, the side of Palestine where Hamas is not the biggest thing in town, and also applies to Charlotte. When you think about it, it takes great goals to lead us out of our everyday limits to accomplish. And I think that's what that's the lesson that she's teaching all of us at 14, that she could survive a horrendous accident and come back and want to be around. She so wants to be here. So think about what you can accomplish today and take Charlotte as an inspiration for that. Accomplish something more than you ever thought you could or would. If you can, if this dog can survive the kind of accident that she went through on Friday at her age, then you certainly can take a lot away from that and the words that Robert Cooper shares with us through me being able to just pass them along. The Tracy Morgan accident and the stories that are coming out now, more about him. He's had a lot of serious surgery the last day or so since the accident late Saturday night. But I was thinking about the fact that the Walmart truck ran into him, and then thinking about some other things. And I don't wish, as much as I have said things that are derogatory or things that I find, frankly,
you
not...
You cannot like this guy as an actor. And still
no, I'm not talking about Tracy. I'm talking about Walmart. Myself around to a Walmart
they
store.
Stood up. That's the one takeaway from me on this story. I mean, obviously we're all worried about Tracy Morgan, whether you like him or not.
Yeah.
But Walmart said, hey, listen, we're going to wait and see, you know, what they... But it sure seems at this point that it is our fault, and we will certainly stand behind it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? That's pretty stand up.
Yeah. It is.
And most people would hide behind their lawyers and just say no comment until we've seen more information. You know what? Hey, kudos.
Yeah.
Good job.
So,
I'll walk into a Walmart.
Well, the news from Walmart.
Good for them.
Walmart's running now into serious buzz. All of the members of the Walton family are among the 10 richest in America because the company their father founded has become so unbelievably successful. In so many ways, it's a great American story, even though in so many ways it's a horrible tragedy as to what blight it has lain on the downtowns of many communities because of what and how they operate and do business. I don't think it was Sam Walton's vision. I didn't get that out of... I remember talking to him once, never met him personally, but I remember talking to him on the air once. Didn't really want to talk, but we more talked about his pickup truck than anything else. But the essence of what Walmart is now facing, thanks in a sense to our technology, most of the stuff nowadays, low prices, one-stop shopping, are just a few clicks away. On a tablet, on a computer, on a mobile phone.
My wife was buying, I get an email the other day about my eBay account being updated.
Yeah.
My wife was buying makeup on eBay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Is it
Why
new?
Is it gross?
It's new. Yeah, okay. No, it's not used, dummy.
Well, I was wondering, I'm like, that's disgusting.
No,
used?
No, it's
makeup?
New.
Oh,
it's a, there's a makeup retailer. For new makeup. No, it's not used. It's new.
Like your wife.
Good Lord. She bought some underwear,
like
too. Maybe that's used. I know you guys.
Oh. Well, I wasn't thinking about that. I was just thinking about how they have affected so many. Good for you, Jennifer.
I better check that new underwear she just got me.
So they have. And so I would think if that's the case with them as a retailer, I would think that there would be a, the same kind of thing would be befalling Target or any of the other big
All the brick and mortar stores. That's why there's this big argument over whether buying online should remain tax-free because it gives them an uncompetitive advantage.
But the smart stores, I was just at Target Friday night, they actually put signs up. Want more of a selection? Visit Target.com. Blah, blah, blah.
The smart stores would say, and there are several stores doing this, buy online, pick it up here.
Right.
And let's think about it. If I could buy something at Walmart.com or Target.com or wherever.com, get it tax-free, drive to the store and pick it up, what a deal. Yeah. Who wouldn't do that?
And most people ship for free to the store, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting what's going on in the world, and I tell you the story about Walmart because it just reflects on what's going on in the retail world that we face every day.
Tracy Morgan, broken nose, broken femur, broken ribs, broken leg. We'll be in the hospital for several weeks. Expected to be, okay.
Yeah, come right.
And here's the Walmart. This is a tragedy. Bill Simon, president of Walmart, said, "This is a tragedy, and we are profoundly sorry that one of our trucks was involved. The facts are continuing to unfold. If it's determined that our truck was caused this accident, Walmart will take full responsibility."
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great response, actually.
Yeah. Right.
Whatever that means. I always love what people say.
It gave me a little bit of respect for somebody I didn't,
have a lot of respect for.
Yeah.
Speaking of respect, I just want to sort of play back along for a moment. This is a young lady, Madison Robinson, that we have met here on the Good Day program, a great entrepreneurial story, shoes and a clothing line in Nordstrom's in Saks Fifth Avenue, brings us around to our poll of the day today at DougStefan.com. Do you have your own business? A, yes, and it's the best thing I ever did. B, yes, and sometimes I think it was a huge mistake. C, yes, but I'm just getting started. D, I'm thinking about it, but haven't started it yet. E, I'd like to have one, but don't know what kind of business to start. F, no, I have no interest in running my own business. I've said this until I'm blue in the face.
I love that F is a no.
Yeah,
F,
right.
No.
Yeah, right.
That was very creative, Ken.
Nice going.
That's just a coincidence.
Right.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, think about this, and whether or not you have, I've said repeatedly for years and years and years, you need a garage business, you need a basement business, something that you do in addition to whatever your own way of making a living is now. A side business is great for tax consequences, gives you something to fall back on, and it needs to be something that you like to do. You could be sharpening saws for whatever. I mean, I found this, as a matter of fact, this little guy who had a saw sharpening business in his cellar. And he's busy all the time, all weekend, nights and stuff. People bring their saws.
So he has a saw sharpening business in his cellar.
Yes.
Saw sharpened cellar.
No, that doesn't sound like an axe murderer.
Our poll over the weekend of the top 10 radio topics of the week, which was number one in your opinion? Looks like the VA hospital scandal made it number one. I said that I thought, Bergdahl became number one. I don't know that I thought it was the number one thing. I think the scandal was the number one thing the week before, for sure. But the thing, to go back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, this game show in Los Angeles and the impact that some of these horrible, violent videos have, I don't know and don't claim to know much about Slender Man, but
yeah,
what it did in terms of...
It didn't do anything. The kids were crazy. My kids have been spooked out by Slender Man, and they're not going around the neighborhood stabbing their friends.
These are 12-year-old girls.
Yeah,
actually.
I know.
Oof.
Slender Man is just some guy when the kids are playing, I don't know what video game it, but he just kind of like is hiding behind a tree or around the corner, and you never know when he's going to pop up, and it's like a boo thing.
Right.
So I don't know how they got this Slender Man made me do it thing.
Hmm. In a moment, we change our focus back to the medical world. We have four esteemed doctors who are on the staff here at the Good Day program. Dr. Bruce Shanohoff is one of them, and he brings us some thoughts about what's going on medically between the lines up next here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a
modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Celebrate the magic of dad at Macy's Father's Day sale with 30 to 75% off store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Designer collections for him, 25% off. Designer suits, separates, dress shirts, and ties, 50% off. Levi's jeans, only $39.99. Plus, at our biggest underwear and socks sale, buy one, get the second 50% off. Find the perfect gift for dad starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff joins us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of something from the world of medicine, something you may be experiencing, something you may have heard about. There's always another way of looking at science and the discoveries that are supposedly scientific. That's what Bruce, who has a great website, by the way, 818newback.com, which you might want to check out. Bruce always has a great way of turning things that may, what is it, turning a sow's ear into a silk purse? Is that something you can do, Bruce?
I don't know about that, but we are going to look between the lines today, and you know what we're going to find there is you.
Really?
And in a very nice way. I mean, what I want to talk about is, you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about measles and the fact that it seems to be a little bit on the rise in the United States, increasing cases. You know, no one can argue that measles hasn't been effective in reducing the number of deaths of children. It's down from 2.6 million deaths a year down to about 100,000. Now understand, this is virtually not at all in the United States. This is worldwide. And while these numbers have come way down, and these are World Health Organization statistics, I did find something between the lines that I thought was fascinating. And that's that the mortality rate of measles in developed countries is 0.1%. When you go to malnourished countries, the death rate is 20 to 30%.
Oof.
That means there's a 20 to 30,000 percent increase in the mortality rate due to hunger. So you kind of have to say, well, you know, is it measles killing people or is it hunger killing people? And so, you know, that's where you're lying between the lines, because your BuzzBox coffee program that's designed to try and, you know, install cows where people are malnourished so they can have food. I mean, that's the real key to fighting disease.
Yeah.
You can vaccinate a child for measles and protect them from measles. You feed them, you're protecting them with a stronger immune system from virtually, you know, thousands of other diseases just by virtue of feeding them.
It's really amazing how important the gut is to your overall well-being, and the immune system is it. It is the key, and without proper nourishment, you're right. So thank you for mentioning the BuzzBox coffee, which you can find by going to the orange box at DougSteffen.com. I hope you've taken. I don't know whether I've ever asked you whether you drink coffee or not. I don't remember whether you drink it or not. I've never seen
it. You know, I do on occasion, and I will confess I hadn't signed up yet, but when I worked on this over the weekend looking at these numbers, I said, you know, I need to sign up for BuzzBox coffee.
Yeah.
Because just for this reason, because, you know, I mean, no one wants to see children dying. And again, the vaccines are effective, but they're only effective for the disease that they're specific for. And an immune system and a healthy child will protect them from virtually everything.
Right, and that's it. The bottom line is you want protection. You can do, the prevention is the more important thing. You can fix the problem after it's created, but wouldn't you rather not have the problem to begin with? I think that's where we all are. It's Bruce Shanahoff, Dr. Bruce, with his wonderful website, 818newback.com. Check that out. Thank you, Bruce.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Forgot one very important thing, mate. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. You know, for having such a bleak outlook on pirates, you're well on your way to becoming one.
You ignored the rules of engagement in a fair fight to kill you.
And that's not much incentive for me to fight fair, then, is it?
Johnny Depp's birthday is today. So we have the sounds from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. First one was The Curse of the Black Pearl. Which one of these, Chucker, do you think is the best? There have been, what, three now?
The third one,
or four?
Easily.
Yeah, the first one. So what
yeah,
are they
the
just
first one. The first two sequels, I were bloated bores, in my opinion. I had a lot of trouble sitting through them.
Really?
I barely watched the last one, but the first one by far is
Johnny Depp is a bloated bore, isn't he?
Let me ask you guys a question. Your favorite Johnny Depp movie?
I don't love Johnny Depp.
I don't have one. He doesn't do anything for me.
I'm going to go with Edward Scissorhands.
Really?
That was a good
if
one.
If I had
by
one,
far.
You'll laugh at this, but you probably understand it. I guess the Lone Ranger movie would have been the way he played it and what I know about what went on behind the scenes there. That kind of is why I think if there's any movie that he's been in that I found that I at least could watch and think it was an okay movie, that was it.
See, my favorite was 21 Jump Street, the TV show.
Really?
Not a movie. I don't know if it counts, but come on.
Yeah.
That was the best.
But the guy's he's very smart. And if he does another one of these, he walks away with $50 million from doing these. I mean, no matter whether they're good movies or not, from Chucker's perspective, they'll rack it up at the box office.
And you get to hang out on the beach for 6 months? I mean, come on. It's
right.
Well, he's going to do officially Alice in Wonderland 2. Coming back as the Mad Hatter. So that's going to be a huge... Well, nobody has to question his bank account, that's for sure.
Let me ask you this, Chucker. Does Johnny Depp fill seats, or does the blockbusters that he participates in fill seats?
It's more the latter.
Can you make that statement or claim about Robert Downey Jr.? He seems to not be somebody they want to run out. They don't want to write it out. They don't want to write him out of the movies.
There's nothing. Here's the thing with Johnny Depp, in my opinion, where his career started to go a tiny bit wrong. He just did too many of the Tim Burton movies where you couldn't see him playing a real character anymore. He went to the well a few times too many.
Well, but is that really him?
He's a cartoon.
Is that really him? Yeah. Is my question. Chucker's got the box office totals for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
So what brought you in today?
Well, doctor, whenever I get excited, I yodel.
Interesting. So if I said Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members up to $20 in surprise points. And if I were to say surprise points can be used on qualifying purchases both in-store or online. And the points are only valid until June 11th? Amazing.
No, I'm not even Swiss.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right, so Chucker, what did well this weekend at the box office?
This movie blew past tracking. The Fault in Our Stars, a love story about two young teens with terminal cancer. I know it sounds sort of somber, but I found the movie much more about life than death, and I thought it was very, very good. It did $48 million at the box office and tracked around 30. This is a major home run for 20th Century Fox because, one, the movie only cost $12 million to produce, but, two, it's extremely good, and I think it's going to have long legs well after its theatrical run. And I would say it's the best romantic drama I've seen since The Notebook, and I think it's going to have a long afterlife. The two stars have great chemistry, and I highly recommend it. I really liked it a lot. One of the year's best. Number two, Disney's Maleficent with Angelina Jolie, $33.5 million, $127 million in 2 weeks release. Tom Cruise's The Edge of Tomorrow, I didn't get a chance to see it, $29 million, which is not great, but I know a lot of people who did and said it was really, really good. I think the studio totally botched the marketing campaign. Its budget, $178 million, so it's going to have to perform very well overseas. X-Men Days of Future Past plays fourth, $14 million, and A Million Days to Die in the West round out the top five. That one, 7.8, just $30 million in 2 weeks.
So that's a bust.
He'll be a financial loser.
Yeah, that's a bust for him. But I think there's something about him that I just don't find likable. He seems so smug. Whatever it is.
He's got a weird life right now.
Yeah, well, I mean...
But I heard the movie was great.
I didn't even want to go see the Tom Cruise movie because it sounded... I didn't want to watch him chopping up a bunch of aliens. But maybe there's more. I watched
it. Sounds great.
Yeah, good.
Maybe you should use a Nutribullet.
59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.